It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Things to make us feel better, okay? And I noticed that one of the brands that I love was having a sale.
Gorman.
So I thought,
is it Gorman?
It is. And I thought, so why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
I'll treat myself to a new pair of slacks.
Yeah.
Okay?
I bought new pants as well recently.
Yes.
1995 tracksuit pants off Catch.
Oh, okay. Well, these ones were a little bit more expensive,
oh,
but
right,
probably
mate.
The same feelings were felt once they were delivered.
Okay.
So, you know, I love them. I used to work for them. They're great. But also, nothing to do with the post office. I'm not going to go the post office on how long these pants took to come to me because I know it's all from Gorman. I know it starts there.
Because you used to work there. You've been inside.
Yeah. I've been inside the Beast. Yeah. So I knew it would take a while. Right. So I bought a pair of slacks and a packet of socks,
yep.
And the socks came straight away, and the pants it took 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's fine. They finally arrive.
What's the issue there? Why does it take a while?
No idea.
Do you want to delve into
that? No, I honestly don't know. Okay. Yeah. Honestly don't know. Anyway, that's fine. Finally get the pants, chuck the pants on, and yes, they're a little snug. But that's my fault, not the pants' fault, not Gorman's fault.
Right, okay.
It's my fault,
yep.
And that's okay. And when I put them on, I was very excited for these because they're cool. I like them. I've brought them in for you, right?
Okay.
Brought them in for you, right? So they're pretty cool. They're jeans, and they've got patterns on them.
They've got like little drawing squiggles on them, some patches of colour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is that it's notorious with Gorman clothing as well. It's all about the print placement, right?
Yeah.
So when we get the clothing in, it can be completely different.
Mm.
So just because you order these pants doesn't mean they'll be the exact same pants. The print placement might be different on your pants compared to my pants.
Oh, of course, because you've got they've just got a whole heap of the material. And
exactly.
They're just cutting it up and they're making them.
Exactly, right? Now, the problem with these pants, though, is that when I put them on, yes, they didn't fit me, but I thought, that's okay. I can dream.
Yeah.
What else do you notice at the front of the pants? Is there anything you can see there that catches your eye with the print placement? What is it?
Looks like there's a peen.
Looks like there is a giant peen. Right where a peen would be.
Coming out the floor.
Right where a peen would be. And I put them on.
Is that for real?
That's for real. I bought myself a pair of peen pants.
You've got peen pants.
I've got peen pants. Now,
there's a couple of sus, like it also looks like you might have weed in these pants.
Yeah, no, I know. And also there's like there's eyes with eyelashes right where, you know, hair might grow.
Yeah.
Unsightly hair.
You
would have to get waxed before summer.
Sure.
So anyway, so I popped them on and I thought, well, that's a worry. But the thing was, is that once I started, I popped up on my Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I went to my Instagram and I put them on and I asked as well. And I asked the people, can you see anything? And it just went from there. And then all of a sudden I started thrusting with my new peen pants.
Right.
And, you know, doing all that stuff. And, man, these pants brought a lot of people a lot of joy.
And that's the story of how your Instagram account got cancelled.
No, it hasn't been cancelled yet. There have been a few complaints, especially referencing a camel toe.
Oh my God.
The funny thing is, these terrible pants that took 3 weeks to come and came with a giant peen on them and have to be sent back brought joy to the masses because I put them on and waddled around with my big penis pants.
Okay.
So sometimes you got to see the silver lining, especially in these times. And I am grateful for the penis pants.
$120 well spent.
Yeah, that's it. Should I keep it?
Can we get them up on our Insta, please?
Yeah.
I'll model them if you don't feel comfortable.
No, yeah, that would be nice.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Father's Day this Sunday. People have been getting gifts, I assume, in a responsible fashion. You know, there's not a lot that's open. I had this problem last week when we went into lockdown, back into lockdown.
Yeah.
It was Carly's birthday the following week. I was like, oh my God, I was going to go out and buy all of her presents. I left it to the last minute and I've come undone. Surprise, surprise.
And the post, it's been a little slow. A lot of people are buying things.
It has, yeah. No, let's not get bogged down on that. So I've been, my stepdad's just moved to Geelong. So I feel like we need to get him something this year.
Yeah, which you must love too, because you've been getting away with it for a long time.
No, no.
Now they're local.
No, we just go in like with my brothers and sisters and
stuff.
Oh,
that's cute. You send the one prez.
But they've been in Adelaide and my sister's in Adelaide, so it's always, her job to organise it, yeah? So
yeah.
This year it's my job, right? Mm. But I can't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And as you say, post is taking a long time. So I've been doing stuff like looking around and, you know, my options have been limited.
Yeah.
So it's been like supermarkets. So I've been Aldi special buyers and all that, right? And the one thing I've noticed, even looking around online when you Google Father's Day gifts and stuff, there's one recurring theme throughout Father's Day gifts.
Mm.
And as a father myself, it's just triggered me a little bit because I'm a little bit annoyed that this theme just keeps popping back up.
Yeah.
Because it's certainly making assumptions about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's making assumptions about all fathers.
Yes.
And it's really pigeonholing all dads.
Okay.
You know? And so there's the, you know, for Christmas, Father's Day, and for birthdays, dads get jocks and socks and stuff and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But Father's Day presents specifically are all licorice.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's bloody licorice.
It is. It's licorice.
Here's a chocolate pack. You've got 6 different blocks of chocolate, all different kinds of licorice in them.
Yes, you're right. I never really thought about it before.
Have a 4-kilogram bucket of licorice all sorts for Father's Day.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, check out, you can buy Dad some jocks. They're made of licorice.
Where are you shopping?
I don't hate that idea. It's excellent. Why do you assume that I like licorice? I mean, I don't hate it, but I'm not going out and buying it. And if I get given it as a gift, I'll be like, thanks.
I think what's happened is that this is what's happened. Mother's Day, the dads buy the gifts normally, right, for the kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, she likes licorice, I'm sure of it. She doesn't, right? So she returns it. Then they've got surplus licorice stocks.
Yeah.
Then everyone that's selling the licorice are like, we need to get rid of this. And then they're like,
stock.
Idea, dads like love licorice.
They keep buying it for Mother's Day, so they must love it. Yeah.
Like, no, they don't.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they do.
Okay.
And then that's your problem.
I don't hate your theory.
Mm.
Not sure if it's right. Stop with the licorice, everybody.
Yeah.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Fun fact. I hear you were flying the Fun Fact Friday flag.
I was.
Whilst I was away.
Yeah, Andy also had a crack.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he try the spew?
Yes. And he was better at it than me.
Really?
Yeah, because he practiced. I just went through the whole back yourself.
Yeah.
I should know this. I hear it every Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm doing now. So it's been like,
okay.
I don't know, 6 weeks or 5 weeks since I've said it.
Okay.
But, and I've not practiced at all, but I do have some fun and interesting facts, because every Friday we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Do you know what? I want to believe you when you say that you haven't practiced, but I feel like for the past month, you have just been putting the finishing sheen, because that, my friend, was your best yet.
That was perfect, wasn't it? No, what I did was every Friday whilst I was on leave, wake up Carlia on a Friday morning like, hey, babe, Fun Fact Friday. Yeah, so it's a bit of fun you have on a Friday.
Mm.
Here we go. Some fun facts for today. Alphabet fatigue is a phenomenon whereby a dictionary team becomes less and less thorough as they move through the letters of the alphabet. For instance, the first edition of Encyclopedia Britannica had 3 volumes, A to B, C to L, and then M to Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can be bothered?
Exactly. In 2001, a Belgian beer society convinced a local primary school to offer beer at lunch rather than fizzy drinks. The move was intended to prevent childhood obesity, but proved unpopular with parents. We are running out of time, so real quick. In early 19th century English boxing slang, a fist was known as a mitten, a hard dumpling, a famble, a daddle, or an auctioneer because it knocked things down.
Yes, I love that.
Got a problem? Talk to me, auctioneers.
Here we go.
Don't touch me on the famble. And finally, the town of Levi in northern Northern Finland, hosts the tree-hugging world championships.
Oh, amazing. amazing.
There are three categories.
Yeah.
Speed hugging, which is hugging as many trees as you can in a minute. Dedication, showing passion and emotion to your tree.
Concerning.
And freestyle, which is imaginative ways to hug a tree. No confirmation as to whether or not that Tree Hugging World Championship will be held in Janjuk next year, but here's hoping, and that's fun fact Friday. Monday you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart, or Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact Friday. I'm in love. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.